You're listening to 101.5 FM podcast with Steve and Rosemary. Now, Steve, you and I are here today to talk about first responders and just how important they are in our communities. As a former first responder yourself, you understand firsthand the dedication, the training, and the clear thinking that is needed for immediate response in times of crisis. You have some insight as to what drives a person to be a first responder. Can you talk to us a little bit about this?
Yes, thanks, Rosemary. Look, I think the type of person who is attracted to these roles is a person who is by nature a caring, protective type person. That in the psychological spectrum, there are personality types that are protectors, and it stands to reason that our first responders are filled with the ranks of people who have this type of personality. These people have a instinct to help others. They're driven by the humanity of who we are, and I think they're special qualities. I think we need to acknowledge that people who do this work are special people.
And Steve, what are some of the key roles of a first responder?
Look, in all of the organisations, there are overlap, but immediate response and stabilisation is probably one of the core elements that we expect our responders to be able to manage. They're often the first on the scene of an incident. They're the first to start to get order out of a natural disaster and other emergencies, and they provide initial medical care, search and rescue, the protection and care of people.
And Steve, you'd have to know a fair bit about public safety and law enforcement, wouldn't you?
As a police veteran, yes, I certainly spent some time in that space. Public safety and law enforcement is one of those key elements of our first responders. Police officers respond to various incidents, including domestic disputes, traffic incidents, criminal activity, and they ensure that the protection of people and property and the preservation of peace is maintained in our communities.
Now, how about medical assistance and transport?
Now, paramedics provide pre-hospital care. Today, our paramedics are highly qualified, academically qualified professionals who are an integral part of our health system, and they work in an integrated system with our medical recovery teams, who are doctors and nurses, our helicopter crews. They're all first responders, and they all respond to support our community in meeting medical needs.
And what about fire and rescue services?
Yes, we can't forget the poor old fire. They do a wonderful job. They respond to fires, hazardous materials incidents. They look after emergencies where there's a real threat to the community from fire and loss of property. They ensure the protection of lives through their diligence and their hard work. And we have our urban brigades and we have our rural fire brigades who are, by the mainstay, are volunteers.
Now, how about the community support, Steve?
Yes, I'm touching on volunteers. So we shouldn't forget our SES, our Orange Knights, who come forward in times of emergency and come to the aid of the community. We can now add to the ranks Marine Rescue Queensland, our volunteer marine rescue organisations who have now become part of the state government system. So a big shout out to all of those organisations and the hard work that they do.
Now, probably we should touch a little bit, Steve, on mental health crises.
Yeah, look, first responders are faced with the trauma of life on a regular basis, the tragedy of the human experience, and the frustration of difficult outcomes. And it does have impacts. In mental health crises, police officers work with mental health professionals and they provide support and guidance to individuals experiencing mental health crises. That's members of the public. Let's not forget the trauma that the officers or the first responders, if we look more broadly, may also experience themselves, and that's an impact to the service they provide because of that it has such a debilitating and cumulative effect on officers over protracted periods of time. I can speak with a degree of experience here, having ended a 15-year policing career succumbing to PTSD myself. So it is a real present threat, and it's very common amongst the police ranks today to hear of similar experiences. I'm pleased to say that things are getting better, and we'll talk about that later in the podcast as to how we manage that today as opposed to perhaps when I was in the service. Now, during natural disasters, the Queensland Fire Department, SES, they respond to floods, cyclones, bushfires. They assist with evacuations and recovery efforts. In road safety, we have the Queensland Police Service, Queensland Fire Department, Queensland Ambulance Service working collaboratively to improve road safety, respond to incidents and retrieve injured motorists. In community events, first aid providers and other emergency services ensure the safety of participants and spectators at events.
Now, Steve, all of that comes at a cost, doesn't it?
Yes, and I was just sort of touching on it earlier with my little segue away about some of the mental impacts it has on first responders. And depending on their exposure levels, it will depend on their risk of succumbing to such injuries. Now, if I can draw a simile to our war veterans, our ADF personnel who go to war and serve our country so brilliantly, and I will never detract from the sacrifice or the service that they provide. They are wonderful people. And we, as a nation, we honour them with our parades, our Anzac Day commemorations. It's not so much for our first responders. They don't get those ticker tape parades. Their exposure to stress-related injury is protracted, may not be as intense as our ADF in a shorter period of time, but is protracted over a longer period of time, which has a cumulative effect. And I think we as a community need to recognise that there is a cost associated with that type of work. And we should value and respect them for the effort and for the contribution that they make to our lives. It comes with a lot of challenges that impact first responders' mental, physical health and family relationships as well.
Steve, our heroes don't have to struggle alone, do they? I mean, there is help available for our first responders and who might be going through a really tough time. First responders in the city of Moreton Bay can find both financial and mental health support through dedicated programs.
Well, Mental Health, the Queensland Fire Department Support Network, provides professional psychologists, counsellors and peer support officers to Queensland Fire Department staff and volunteers and their immediate families. In the police circle, we have an organisation called Blue Hope. They provide a similar range of services for serving and past members. And if you wanted to contact anyone within Blue Hope, you can reach them on 1300 002 853. Black Dog Institute, National Emergency Worker Support Service, offers free, confidential mental health support to current and former emergency service workers right across Australia, including police, fire, SES, ambulance services. Fortum offers a broader mental health support, provides early intervention and preventative support, including free counselling for first responders and their families to help manage stress. There's a raft of wonderful organisations now. As I said earlier, when back in my service, we didn't have access to a lot of these services as it wasn't really a topic that we spoke about. But now with greater awareness, we're able to bring things out into the open and we're able to get a much more positive outcome.
And of course, Steve, we've got Lifeline and Beyond Blue as well.
Well, thank you, Rosemary. This has been wonderful to be able to give this sort of a shout-out to our frontline first responders. To my brothers in blue, who I'm of a cohort of officers who this year, those who were able to secure their careers through to the end, are retiring. So a big shout out to the 1983-84 cadet cohort of police officers. Brothers, well done. Thank you for your service. You're all wonderful guys. I love you all, and a big shout out to them. Another big shout out to all the other first responders out there on the front line doing what you do. You're wonderful people. You do a fantastic job. Thank you for your service and contribution, and we really value what you do. So well done.
And thank you for listening to our podcast there for the first responders. That's keeping our community informed and connected on 101.5 FM.